This is From the Band Room, show number 7, for the months of April and May 2010. We are doing a combined show since we didn't get a chance to do one last month, and so we thought we would just go ahead and put them together for the months of April and May. However, our reports for our Classic Music Corner and our Pop Music will just be for the month of May. Things were really busy in April, and we just didn't get a chance to get it done. And as you'll hear in our news, that we took off to Florida for the Disney Magic Music Days, and all of that happened about the same time that we should have been putting together a podcast, and just didn't get a chance to do so. So we're just going to do it for the month of May, but get you caught up on all the news that you've missed since we did our last report in March. But before we get started with the rest of the show, let me give you our contact information, because you can find us on the web at www.qachsband.org, or you can find our blog at www.qachsband.edublogs.org. You can also sign up to work in the concession stand at our wiki at www.qachsbandconcessions.wikispaces.org. So let's go ahead and get this show started. I'm here by myself today to get this done, so I'm going to go ahead and get things rolling and give you our in the news and our coming events. Here's our May in the news. On Friday, March the 5th, Saturday, March the 6th, Thursday, March the 11th, and Saturday, March 13th, and Sunday, March the 14th, the International Thespian Society, along with the Pitt Orchestra, presented You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. On Wednesday, March the 10th, the Combined Concert and Symphonic Bands traveled to Kent County High School for District Band Festival. The bands received an excellent rating from all three judges for their stage performance and a superior rating for their sight reading performance for an overall rating of the day of excellent. On Saturday, March 27th, 4 QACHS band students were members of the 2010 All Shore Band. That was Shannon Mayo, who was 5th chair flute, Robert Dunmeyer, 1st chair trumpet, Jesse Downey, 8th chair trumpet, and Brady Parkerson, 2nd chair percussion. After a day and a half of rehearsals, the band presented the concert in the Talbot County Auditorium at Easton High School. On Sunday, April the 4th, the band left from QACHS for Florida and Walt Disney World for the week. They gave their performance at the Waterside Stage in Downtown Disney on Tuesday, April the 6th. With excellent weather all week, a good time was had by all, and the band returned back to QACHS on Saturday, April the 10th. On Wednesday, May the 5th, the Music Department presented its annual spring concert in the John F. Andrews Performing Arts Center. The evening was filled with great music presented by the Combined Concert Band, Marching Band, Concert Choir, and the Choral Musicianship Ensemble. The concert was brought to a close with a selection by all of the ensembles and honoring the men and women who have served and are serving in our armed forces. On Thursday, May the 6th, the QACHS Jazz Ensemble and the KCHS Jazz Band presented their second annual Jazz Exchange Concert here at QACHS. The concert was given to a select audience of students from the Performing Arts Department. On Saturday, May the 8th, the 2010 Marching Percussion and Color Guard Clinic was held from 10 a.m. to noon at the high school. The percussion had the chance to get a sneak peek at the music for next fall. On Tuesday, May the 11th, the QACHS Jazz Ensemble, along with the Centerville Middle School Jazz Ensemble, presented the 7th annual Queen Anne's County High School Night of Jazz. The concert was held in the QACHS cafeteria and concluded with a combined performance of In the Mood by both jazz ensembles. On Wednesday, May the 12th, the Music Department held their annual Music Awards Ceremony in the John F. Andrews Performing Arts Center. It was a great evening of celebrating the accomplishments of all the ensembles in the Music Department. On Thursday, May the 13th, the Jazz Ensemble traveled to KCHS to participate in their Jazz Band Exchange Program concert with the KCHS Jazz Band. The concert was given to a select audience of KCHS students that had been on the honor roll. Then, on Saturday, May the 15th, the marching band marched in the annual Kent Island Heritage Parade that was held in Stevensville, Maryland. The students had a great performance, and the weather was perfect for a parade. Here is our May coming events. Beginning on May 24th, students will begin to complete their performance part of their final exam. Sign-up sheets are posted on the computer lab door for students to sign up for their day and their time. The senior written final exam will be given during that week as well. On Saturday, May 29th, the marching band will be marching two parades. The first is the Chestertown Tea Party Parade that will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. in Chestertown. The second will be the Centerville Memorial Day Parade, which will be held at 12 o'clock noon in Centerville. The students will need to report that day at 8 o'clock a.m. to get dressed and loaded and ready to leave at 8:30. There'll be a brief amount of time once we return that if the students pack a snack, they'll be able to eat it before the next parade. No student will be allowed to leave the school grounds during that time. Once we finish with the Centerville parade and return, we will get changed out of uniform and then announce the ever-exciting 2010-2011 Marching Lions Leadership Team. On June 1st through the 3rd, the Marching Lions will hold their 2010 mini camp from 6 to 8 p.m. This will be for everyone that is interested in participating in the Marching Lions Band for the 2010-2011 school year. On Friday, June the 4th at 7 o'clock p.m., we will have the class of 2010 graduation. The combined concert band will be providing the music for the processional and the recessional. Students will need to report to get dressed in tuxes and gowns by 6 o'clock. On Friday, June the 11th, the symphonic band will take their written final exam during fourth period. We will only have the first half of the hybrid that day so that this can be accomplished. Then, on Tuesday, June the 15th, the freshman concert band will take their written final exam during the second exam session that day. The students will be dismissed with a half-day schedule at 12:30 p.m. Lastly, on Wednesday, June the 23rd, the marching band will begin their summer Wednesday night rehearsals, and these rehearsals will take place each Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Here is our classic music corner for the month of May. Looking at the week of May 1st through the 8th, in 1786, the Mozart opera The Marriage of Figaro premiered in Vienna. In 1824, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony was performed for the first time. Then in 1891, the Music Hall, later called Carnegie Hall, had its grand opening with its first performer being Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. And then in 1920, the Symphony Society of New York presented a concert at the Paris Opera House. It was the first American orchestra to make a European tour. Now looking at the week of May 9th through the 15th, we just have in 1938, When the Saints Go Marching In was recorded by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Now looking at the week of May 16th through the 22nd, in the year 1911, on May 18th, Gustav Mahler died. His last word was Mozart. He had conducted his last concert on February the 21st. In 1946, the Irving Berlin musical Annie Get Your Gun opened at New York's Imperial Theater for the first of 1,147 performances. Then in 2003, the final manuscript of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which was annotated by the composer, sold at an auction for $3.47 million. Now looking at the week of May 23rd through the 31st, in the year 1892, Marie Dressler made her debut in The Robber of the Rhine in New York. Then in 1913, Igor Stravinsky's composition, The Rite of Spring, premiered in Paris. Here's our pop music spotlight for the month of May. Looking at the week of May the 8th, 1st through the 8th. In 1938, Ella Fitzgerald recorded A Tisket a Tasket with Chick Webb's band. In the year 1967, 32-year-old Elvis Presley married 21-year-old Priscilla Beaulieu. a girl from that he first met in 1959 when she was just 14 years old. In 1977, Dolly Parton made her New York singing debut. And in 1998, the Michigan State Legislature introduced a bill that would limit concert attendance by minors under the age of 18. For the week of May the 9th through the 15th, in 1956, Buddy Holly got a prescription for contact lenses. He couldn't get used to wearing them, so he continued to use his trademark glasses. In the year 1977, Hotel California earned a gold record for the Eagles. In 1992, Bruce Springsteen made his North American Network television debut on Saturday Night Live with host Tom Hanks. And in 2008, Neil Diamond reached the top of the U.S. Billboard album chart for the first time in his career with Home Before Dark, the 67-year-old's 29th studio album. At the age of 67, Diamond became the oldest artist to have a U.S. number one. The record was previously held by Bob Dylan in 2006 with Modern Times, released when he was 65. Now for the week of May the 16th through the 22nd, for the year 1965, FBI agents visited Wand Records investigating the lyrics to the song Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. In 1966, Bruce Springsteen and his first band, the Castiles, recorded their first and only record, That's What You Get, backed with Baby I. It was never released. In the year 1967, Jimi Hendrix signed his first American record contract with Reprise Records. In the year 1975, Elton John's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy album was released. It was the first album to be certified a million seller on its first day of release. In 1983, the television special Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, and Forever aired. It was a taping of the first time that Michael Jackson performed the moonwalk for a live audience. And then in the year 2000, the Eagles filed suit against the Hotel California restaurant in Dallas, Texas, alleging trademark violations. Now looking at the week of May 23rd through the 31st, in 1950, Frank Sinatra made his TV debut on NBC's Star Spangled Review. In 1957, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the NARAS, was established. The first NARAS is known for organizing the Grammy Awards. In 1962, the Isley Brothers released Twist and Shout. In 1977, in Baltimore, Elvis Presley left the stage in the middle of a concert and did not return. It was the first time he terminated a show in this manner. In 1988, Debbie Gibson's Foolish Beat hit number one, making her the youngest artist to write, sing, and produce a number one hit. She was 17 years old at the time. In 1998, Hanson sold out in less than 20 minutes in the Detroit market for a June 29th show at the Pine Knob Amphitheater. And finally, in 2000, Chuck D testified to the U.S. Congress about the benefits of Napster and online music distribution. Now we're going to take a look at our ensemble spotlight. For our ensemble spotlight for this month, we're actually going to take a listen back to March when the band traveled to Kent County High School for District Band Festival and take a listen to the performance of their stage performance that day. So we hope that you'll join us next month as we take a look at our next episode with things that are going on for the summer as we get things wrapped up on another school year. So we hope that everyone will join us then, and we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.